I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
United, united, united we stand. Look, I decided to run for president after Charlottesville, literally, not figuratively. I had no intention of running. I give you my word. I was teaching, and I thought that was the best thing for me to do. But Charlottesville changed everything. Because I believed our story is to unite as people, one nation and one America. When those folks came out of that field carrying torches, the United States of America, carrying torches, chanting the same anti-Semitic bile that was chanted in Germany in the early 30s, accompanied by white supremacists holding Nazi flags. And I thought to myself, my God, this is the United States of America, Senator. How could it happen? No, I really mean it. As my friends in the movement, civil rights movement, know, I got involved in politics because of civil rights as a kid. But the idea that in the first quarter of the 20th century, we had people coming out of fields carrying torches, Nazi flags and banners, chanting the bile, accompanied by white supremacists, David Dukes and his crowd, and an innocent young woman is killed. When the last guy was asked, what did he think? He said he thought there were some fine people on both sides. Look, folks, there are core values that should bring us together as Americans. And one of them is standing together against hate, racism, bigotry, violence that have long haunted and plagued our nation. Another core value is standing united. For the enduring source of our strength is the idea of America. We're the most unique nation in the world. Every other nation is based on ethnicity, geography, and America. We're based on an idea, literally, not figuratively, an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All women and men are created equal, endowed by their Creator, etc. We've never lived up to that, but we never before walked away from it. We never walked away from it. It's so important that we keep hollering. So important for people to know that's not who we are. The idea of America is guarantees that everyone is treated with dignity and equality. An idea that ensures an inclusive, multiracial democracy. An idea that we give no safe harbor, none, to hate. Well, we've never, as I said, fully lived up to the idea. We've never walked away from it before. Look, I'm not naive. Kamala and I traveled to Atlanta to grieve with Asian-American residents. The violence against community rose during the pandemic. Too many people fearful just walking the streets in America. Jewish high holidays approach. Families will gather for reflection under the shadow of the rise of anti-Semitism just 4 years after the attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, the deadliest act of anti-Semitism in our nation's history. This summer, 31 white supremacists in Idaho were stopped from unleashing hateful violence just before they reached a pride celebration, a threat following a record year of violence against transgender Americans. Too often, Native Americans, disabled Americans, face harassment, discrimination, and violence and victimization. Unfortunately, such hate-fueled violence and threats are not new to America. There is a through line of hate, from massacres of indigenous people to the original sin of slavery, the terror of the Klan, to anti-immigration, violence against the Irish, Italians, Chinese, Mexicans. So many others laced through our history. There's a through line of violence against religious groups, anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, anti-Mormon, anti-Muslim, anti-Hindu, anti-Sikh. Look, folks, and that through line of hate never fully goes away. It only hides. If I said before, when I was chairman of the Judiciary Committee, I felt really good that I got the extension of the Voting Rights Act. And I thought, well, you know, hate can be defeated, but only hides. And when given any oxygen, it comes out from under the rocks. In the last few years, it's been given much too much oxygen in our politics, in our media, and on the internet. Too much hate, all for power and profit. That's the part we don't, that's changed a little bit. It's about power and profit. Too much hate that's fueled extremist violence that's been allowed to fester and grow. You know, as a result, our very own intelligence agencies, in the United States of America have determined that domestic terrorism, rooted in white supremacy, is the greatest terrorist threat to our homeland today. I've been around a while. I never thought I'd hear that or say that. Enough. We need to say clearly and forcefully, white supremacy, all forms of hate fueled by violence, have no place in America. Failure to call it out is complicity, my dad would say. If your silence is complicity, we can't remain silent. There's those who say, we bring this up, we just divide the country. Bring it up, we silence it, instead of remaining silent. For in silence, wounds deepen. We have to face the good, the bad, and the truth. That's what great nations do. And we're a great nation.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.